For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 38,000 Northern California residents remain evacuated as a massive wildfire scorches the region. Six people have now perished in the car fire. The fire behavior is being called unprecedented, with conditions so hot and dry that the fire is running as if it is being fanned by strong winds. The fire was ignited by a disabled vehicle. Several people are still reported missing. Chief Brett Govea with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE, says as frustrating and demanding as this place is,
we are here until the end. Over 3,500 firefighters are battling the fire, working 24 hours a day to close this incident.
There's approximately 10 miles of active fire front, with containment still in the single digits for now. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
One-time Trump fixer Michael Cohen has offered to testify that the president knew about a meeting with Russians to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. Former Trump administration official Anthony Scaramucci tells CNN's State of the Union that a recording released by Cohen's attorney may not tell the whole story.
It's certainly been a breach in the relationship. The leaking of the tape, and I listened to the tape, I think what the president's trying to make the point, and Mayor Giuliani's making the point, that it seems like the tape was cut off, that there was more dialogue going there, and I think maybe the president thinks that it was favorable dialogue related to him.
The president has sent out a warning to Democrats on Twitter. He said he'd shut the government down if they continued to block his immigration proposals, including funding for his border wall. On ABC, New Mexico Democratic Congressman Ben Ray Lujan said they want to work on a wide-ranging overhaul.
Democrats want to work on a bipartisan, comprehensive immigration reform package to address all of our issues across the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tragic shooting in New Orleans. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
A manhunt is underway in New Orleans for two suspects accused of killing three people and injuring seven others in New Orleans. Police Chief Michael Harrison was at the scene.
They appeared to have fired indiscriminately into the crowd, striking all 10 of those individuals. What we know right now is that the seven individuals at the hospital, one went into surgery that we believe was critical. Six were in various conditions, but non-life-threatening.
The suspects were wearing hoodies. Dead at the scene were two men and one woman. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Palestinians are celebrating the release of a teenage girl from a jail in Israel. USA's Chris Barnes has her story.
17-year-old Ahed Tamimi returning home to a hero's welcome in her West Bank village on Sunday after Israel releases the teen following an 8-month prison sentence for slapping and kicking Israeli soldiers, something that was caught on video and went viral. Moments before that exchange, she had learned that her 15-year-old cousin had been shot in the head from close range with a rubber bullet by an Israeli soldier during nearby stone-throwing clashes. The video made her a hero among Palestinians. In Israel, though, she's seen as a provocateur and by some, a terrorist. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.